Yo, what's up? It's the Red Alpha Rush Show. On vacation for my job. Had to start season two with a bang. Thanks to my guest, first guest of the new season, Michelle. Great interview on episode number two. And I think I had a very successful first episode of my season premiere talking about, you know, the jobs and the progression situation. So today's episode is going to be about looks being overrated. When I'm talking about looks being overrated, looks are very overrated from a standpoint where I think a lot of people got to get approval from a certain amount of people or got to get a lot of likes off a picture to get, you know, how can I put this? It defined them how they look, by how many likes they could get, or how many people holler at you when you go out. But at the end of the day, all that's irrelevant. If you don't have a brain, if you're not smart, if you don't have that killer mentality to, you know, just to kill things and, like, not kill things, like, literally kill something. I'm just talking about, like, be the best, be a boss, be the best at your job, being a observant person, being a good parent, being a good worker, just being good. You know, that's what count was inside than the outside. You know, y'all, a lot of women, they just think they put themselves on the pedestal, just get a bunch of, I ain't gonna lie, just, it's most likely a lot of ugly dudes is gonna build y'all confidence up sometimes, because, you know what I'm saying, they don't have confidence in it. So I think an attractive dude could appreciate how you look, but not gonna, you know, put shit in your head like, oh, y'all the best looking thing in the world. Because if you're attractive enough and you smart, you basically think you could get anybody. But you get the people that's not attractive, the men-wise, the thirsty men, they gonna do anything. When I come about to do anything, they might offer y'all money. And when it comes down to money with looks, money is gonna take over the looks. I know a situation. A girl was telling me on the job I'm at, this guy works a regular 9-to-5 job, don't make a lot of money. But he offered her to do $100 just to do oral sex. $100 just to oral sex, just to eat her. Like, what man's gonna offer a woman just to eat him? And now, I think that's obnoxious and crazy what men do and what women accept. Of course, she said she declined the offer, but picture how many other women accepted the offer of that. They willing to risk a little amount of money, $100, which could be gone within 5 minutes. Like, you really can't, you know, if you like a lot of good shit, you can't do nothing with $100. But, you know, what's wrong with females is that y'all niggas gonna do what y'all allowed them to do. If the chicks kept declining this dude, offering them money, this dude would not approach people like that. So, females, y'all gotta, like, market yourself better. You know? Y'all gotta, like, put some priorities together. Because sometimes y'all do a double standard. Y'all want this, y'all want that. Y'all want a nigga with six figures. But you look at statistics, it might only be, like, 10% of niggas that got six figures. You know? You want somebody that look good, look a certain way. But I'm not saying lower your standards, but it might not be bad. You talk to somebody that might be all right in looks but got a good heart. You know, looks are, you know, a lot of good-looking people are assholes because they know they could get away with shit with looks. A lot of them. So, you know, I'm not saying average. That average man might be a good-looking. I'm just saying, like, just know your worth and stop, you know, stop worrying about what dudes gotta offer you and all this other stuff if you don't have that same standards. Like, if you want somebody balling, you make sure you balling. Vice versa with men and stuff. You know, you can't have a standard and it's unrealistic. You gotta know your level. Some of y'all are just going beyond level shit. So, you know, you just gotta know your work and know when you got a good person just to take a chance with them and stuff. So that's all I gotta say about that. Peace.